if you chance to meet him when walking round the town. Just shake him by his fat old head and give him half a crown. His eyes will beam and sparkle, he'll gurgle with delight, and then you'll start him laughing with all his blessed might.
And that's why I said, if all else fails, call for the laughing policeman, Charlie Penrose. Thank you. Part two, Sarah Huntley, are you still there?
I am here.
Marvellous.
Yes.
There
so sorry
we are.
About that.
That's, yes. Yeah. Listen, obviously.
It was a naughty tunnel that I went through.
I gather that was the case.
I was just thinking of the Anne Widdicombe thing in our little break. Mm. And I think I was just to the musicals. And what can you imagine?
Yes.
Can you imagine Anne Widdicombe on Hello, Young Lovers, wherever you are?
Well,
or Hello, Dolly. Or maybe something a bit raunchy, like something from South Pacific. I'm going to wash that man right out of my hair. I mean, can you imagine it, Alexis?
Unfortunately, yes. And having actually sown that seed, Sarah, I'm going to move briskly onwards to Selina Scott, who actually came up with this little quote this week, which I think was fascinating, because it's interesting to say we've never had this challenge with Angela Rippon. She's perfectly happy to continue doing Siren. Selina Scott doesn't even return our calls. Anyway, Selina, an exhaustive account of blatant and sometimes malign sexism and ageism against women. That's what she says is on the dossier of evidence she sent to the BBC. Do you think she's just bitter?
I do. I'm just a little late for myself. I don't think these women are doing it any good because they're making it a bigger issue. See, if you bang on about how old you are and you should be employed, no one's going to employ you.
Well, you see,
I mean, it's making an issue out of it, isn't it?
And
people should be employed on their merit.
And I'm quite...
Some of the timeless people I know are people that you can't really put an age to.
Sir Patrick Moore.
And I mean, I would say, as an actress, yes, it is becoming abundantly clear through my castings that, you know, I'm a woman of a certain age. But if you go on about everyone's typecast to a certain extent, and I really don't think that... I mean, she's in a bit of a different situation, isn't she, saying that women in the media should be seen to be older or not have to have facelifts or Botox injections.
Well, the difference being...
You can't stop people like Lulu and, I mean, it is laughable, really, with some of these people that say they've had nothing done. And they actually look younger now than they did when they were in their mid-30s. So,
however, Sarah, as indeed our regular correspondent and colleague Angela Rippon has actually said, she hasn't had any major challenges with respect to this. Neither has Jenny Bond. Gloria Hunniford is still going. And equally, you know, Sir Patrick Moore mentioned, obviously, he's not a woman, which is, at least I don't think Sir Patrick's a woman, but it's a thought to ponder on. Anne Widdicombe, dare we say it, continue. I just think it's an interesting one. However, another little quote, which I sort of be surprised if you can identify who came out with this week. I can't cater for all the ears out there. I can't cater for all the ears out there.
I'm going to say this to Imogen. Do you know who quoted this week? I can't cater for all the beer out there.
No. I can't cater for all the ears out there.
Oh.
Yes.
Thank you for that articulation.
Indeed.
I don't know. Who said that?
Well, a person who came out with, I can't cater for all the ears out there, who, of course, it was the spin-off to, I can't hater for all the beers out there, which was, of course, just Sarah Huntley, Katie Price, who actually gave her response to criticism of her new single. So there we are. Technically, it should have been, I can't cater for all ears out there.
I'm fed up with her. We know too much about her.
But surely we like Katie Price. We like Selina Scott. Who do we like most?
Selina Scott.
There we are. I was going to say, we'd have to...
I tell you somebody that I think has had nothing done, and I think, well, I hope they haven't, and I think they're really good, is Joanna Lumley. I think she looks good for her age.
Yeah,
and I also think that Sheila Hancock hasn't had anything done, and she looks great for her age. So let's concentrate on the role models who are good, who haven't so chopped themselves up.
Oh, well, and it's all good, Sarah. You know, we just carry on rolling out that whole scenario. Of course, we haven't learned this week, certainly according to Lucy Mangan in The Guardian, how to actually express our joy that singer Robbie Williams has rejoined Take That. I could tell in Fulham, clearly, you were probably jumping for joy at that news, Sarah. You know, the big, you know, forget the World Cup final, forget the Open Golf Championships, forget the financial situation that many people are actually in and so on. Robbie Williams is back with Take That.
Well, that's all that matters, isn't it? Golf, yeah.
Precisely.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just wonderful.
I think they need to see the bigger picture a little bit. But
well, it's a different line. So what does the rest of the day have in store for yourself then, Sarah? What will you be doing?
I'm afraid this link is going to go again in a minute, Alexia.
Yes, well, that's what I'm saying.
It's going to go through another tunnel.
Well, very,
I
very...
I want to apologise, very... I really have enjoyed speaking.
Excellent.
And I would like to say my tip for the week
is
I went to see a prisoner on 42nd Avenue, Neil Simon.
Yes.
With a
Here comes the tunnel. Here comes the tunnel.
Goldberg.
Yes.
Jeff Goldblum.
Yes.
No, not Whoopi.
Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldberg.
Whoopi Goldberg.
And it was absolutely fantastic.
Excellent.
Very worth seeing.
Here comes the tunnel, Sarah. So have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic chat?
Thank you very much.
And are you coming back again?
Yes, I'd love to. Okay, bye.